me get your take, first of all, Philip, on this story, this internet thing that's going around, somebody called Aussie Bloke. Now, is that a real name, first of all, of somebody?
No, I don't think so. I think he's just a bloke from Australia, so he's calling himself Aussie Bloke, and that's the nickname that he came up with. And this story is so bizarre, it's so weird, that it's really kind of, it's hard to follow. Especially when it was happening, it was unfolding. There were so many weird directions it was taking. And now going back and trying to figure out what was going on is even weirder. And I'm going to point out right away, too, that I have a special web page I've put together at badastronomy.com. It's right there at the top. It says Coast to Coast Topics. And if you click on that, there will be a link to this Aussie Bloke stuff and some other stuff we're probably going to talk about tonight as well. So what happened is, on this ultra-conservative website called Bush Country, and I don't want to get political here, except to say that this is like really super-duper, way-out ultra-conservative stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he says, we got a letter from somebody who, you know, it seems legitimate, and so I'm going to post here and say what he has. And the writer for Bush Country then sort of intermingles his comments with the comments of this guy that wrote in. So it's a little weird right there. But this guy basically said that there's a NASA conspiracy, and of course immediately my alarm bells go off. There's a NASA conspiracy that's hiding the fact that there are comets on a collision course with the Earth, and that these things are going to come in, and they're going to whack into us, and they're going to kill everybody. Okay, now I've seen these doomsday scenarios come, and I've seen them go, and we're still here, you know. One day, one of these doomsday scenarios will be right. You know, last one you hear about, right?
Well, you know, it's supply and demand, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they've been going on, I mean, since the dawn of time, and they've been around forever, probably since the Internet started, there have been a lot more with the planetary alignment in May of 2000, and then our favorite Planet X with Nancy Leader last year, and these things come and go, luckily, I mean, they keep coming, but luckily they keep going, too, and this is another one. So this guy says, we're gonna get hit by this comet, and the first thing that the commenter says is that the tail of the comet has these dangerous gases that are flammable, and that's pretty silly. The tail of a comet is really bright when you see it, but that's because it's really huge. The tail of a comet is really extremely thin, really really super low density. You could be in the middle of a tail of a comet and not even know it because it's such a high grade vacuum, and so the stuff falling to Earth couldn't possibly affect us, and it certainly couldn't ignite. That wouldn't happen. And just to let you know, in 1910, the Earth passed through the tail of Comet Halley, the most famous comet of all.
Sure.
And there were no effects, except that a lot of people made money selling comet pills. Because what happened was astronomers detected cyanogen gas in the tail. And boy, when the newspapers reported that, I mean, that's a deadly poison. But it's not strong enough in the tail to do anything, so it was not a big deal.
Go ahead, Phil.
Well, so just to sum it up, so passing through the tail of the comet is meaningless, and there are other things here as well that he goes into, but it's all pretty wrong in a word.
Well, I love the guests we've had on Coast to Coast. I even like you a lot, as you well know, even though you're a debunker, and we'll get into that a little bit later.
I appreciate that.
Okay?
Yes, we will.
But you know what? I like the guests who talk about real science. I like the guests who talk about ghosts. I like the guests who talk about the things that are going on in what could be the other dimensions. But what drives me nuts, Philip, are those that come on the program and try to scare the heck out of everybody and talk about the fact that the end of the world is right here, right now, and as you said, there's an asteroid coming and nobody's telling anybody about it, or this planet is here, look, I have a picture of it, and nothing happens. And I think we have a responsibility, one, to always look for these things, because as you said, one day we might get hit by something you don't know, regardless of what the odds are, but more importantly, it drives me nuts that people, and I've had a few guests on this program who would say things that, you know, in this month it's all over for all of us and 97% of the world's population is gone. So when I saw this story of Aussie Bloke, And for some time, I thought, is he really an astronomer from Australia and somebody's stealing his name? What are the possibilities? But why do these people, do they really believe that there are objects coming this way, or do they concoct these things?
Oh boy, are you in a funny area there. I get asked this all the time, and I'm asked it mostly about some of the other guests that you commonly have on the show, and you know, we'll discuss that later, too. And they ask me, do these people honestly believe what they're saying? Are they con men? Are they deluded? I mean, what are they? Or are they just, you know, they see these things and they don't understand what they're seeing, and so they come out with these doomsday scenarios. And my answer is, I don't know. You know, if somebody like, I don't want to name names, but there are people who have been on the show before. You know, we've talked about them before. I might have even debated one of them last year. They come out and they say they're, you know, telecommunicating with aliens, or they hear these conspiracy theories or something like that, and there's just never any real evidence of this. And, you know, it makes you wonder, is this person ill, or is this person making this up, or what's going on? And I tell people, you know, it just doesn't matter to me personally if they are honest or not. The bottom line is what they're saying is incorrect, and I can gently guide people towards seeing that. You know, I don't want to beat people over the head with conspiracies or anti-conspiracies or anything like that. I just want to show them that, you know, science does in fact work, and we do understand a lot about what we're seeing out there. And there's more to it than that. Is that you have to you don't even have to understand the science necessarily, but to understand what would have to go on to, for example, hide a giant planet on its way in from, you know, the region of Jupiter or Mars, or as some people claim, is still in between the Sun and the Earth. It's just impossible to do that. And with this Aussie bloke thing, it's more of the same. You're talking about comets that are coming in towards the Earth, and people don't have a really good idea of how comets are discovered, how they're tracked, what the math is involved in getting their orbits. And in fact, although most comets are now discovered by these automated surveys that have names like Linear and Lonios and Spacewatch and NEAT, all of these guys are out there looking for these comets. But in fact, a lot of these comets can be spotted using backyard telescopes. There are lots of amateur astronomers, thousands of them, who go and observe these things and can actually calculate the orbits of them. So if there were a comet, especially the ones like NEAT and Linear and Bradfield, which were up very recently, just a few months ago, they were beautiful. If one of those things were headed towards the Earth, these amateur astronomers would know it, and they would be screaming about it, especially if it were being covered up by, for example, NASA.